Hello and welcome to today's daily tarot card reading. Today I was inspired by, I saw a tarot deck and I thought, that looks really good. And it inspired me to read from the zombie tarot deck today. Sorry if I'm talking too fast. Sorry about that. Right, so here we have a duet of the Devil card reversed and the Star card upright. So the Devil card is about temptation, excess, self-destruction. In a world turned upside down, no one will blame you for indulging in a couple of vices. In fact, that's exactly what the devil wants you to do. Why bother restore law and order when you can unwind with a few smokes? Rescue children from orphanage? It's quicker to kick back with a pint of whiskey. The answer to both questions is the same, because you're better than that. The Devil card is basically about temptations and things that go round in circles and keep falling into old traps, right? But what with it being reversed means that now you're starting to see these things and you're starting to think, do I really have to do these things again? Am I going to be smoking 10 cigarettes a day? Maybe I'll just start cutting down. It's not about letting go of addiction. It's about reducing that addiction to the point that you no longer require it, right? So we have the Star card, which is about recognition, inspiration and achievements. And it's you're on the right track for important things in life, while good luck and a fresh attitude brings new opportunities. Take a minute to revel in your own accomplishments and then move on to the next level of awesome. Others look to you for inspiration and guidance while scraping zombie goo off their shoes. What's your plan? So, with the Star card, it's about having your faith restored and, being in tune with yourself and seeing positive things from your positive actions. It's not about so much waiting for the universe to save you and bring you good things. It's about doing things for yourself. And then the universe is like, so you are self-starting, are you? Right, well, let's just give you some good luck rather than the negative thoughts of, right, you're doing something good, something bad should happen to you now. No, that's not the way we think, because we have the Devil card in reverse, which means we're letting go of the things that no longer serve us, right? So whilst we're letting go of these things, rather than just giving them up and then falling back into old habits, we keep our faith in ourselves, which then makes us more positive and happier. Now, this is a slow process, but it's the small things that make the big changes. You know, you can have a car built out, I don't know if cars are built out of nuts and bolts, but if they were, right, you remove one of those little bolts, the whole car doesn't work, right? So it's not about all the big parts that move. It's about the little things that hold them together so they can actually help with that movement. So in this reading, if there are any small parts which are not really working out for you, now it's time to be like, maybe I don't really need them. Maybe I don't need to eat 3 bars of chocolate a day. Maybe I can eat 2.5. And then maybe I'll eat 2 a day. Then maybe I'll eat 1.5. Maybe I'll eat 1 a day. 1/2 a day. Maybe I need to eat so much chocolate. Actually, chocolate's great, so don't ever think about giving that up unless you really, really need to. But other things which you are addicted to, like sitting around watching too much TV or eating unhealthy, adding small bits to your diet to make sure that you feel a bit healthier inside, doing 1-minute stretches per day. If you do 1-minute stretch per day, at the end of the week, you've done 7 minutes of stretching. You know, that's 7 more than you did the previous week. So add little things to your day. In fact, if that's too much, every other day, but make a goal of that. And then you'll start to see your faith being restored in yourself and how magical you truly are. Right, well, that's me for today, and I'll be back tomorrow with another reading. Bye.